There's been a breakthrough recently in restoring coral off the coast of the Florida Keys. Scientists have gotten it to spawn more rapidly. And that's notable because much of the coral off the Florida Keys is dying. Sarah Fangman is superintendent of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
And Sarah, to remind everyone, coral spawns. It's not a plant, but a marine invertebrate. Scientists are using a technique called microfragmentation to get coral to reproduce. It's called reskinning. Give us the layperson's version of what this is.
Sure. So corals, as you noted, are animals. And a lot of people aren't aware of that because they kind of look like colorful rocks on the seafloor. They don't move and they form these big mounds. And so the reskinning technique that scientists have pioneered here in Florida involves taking tiny pieces of coral tissue, basically the skin of the rock, if you will, and taking duplicate little pieces of it. So pieces that are the same genetic material. And if you picture a little piece of coral tissue, like a piece of pepperoni on a pizza, and you place those all around that coral rock, if you will, that skeleton, then those little pieces start to grow. And each of those little pepperoni slices will grow into each other. And because they are genetically identical, they will become a single individual colony. And that colony can basically reproduce much more quickly than if that colony had started from a single individual growing naturally. And so naturally, a coral would take decades to get to the age where it could reproduce. But using this technique, scientists have discovered that they can get corals to reproduce in as few as 5 years, which is really fantastic given the state of our reefs around the world.
Coral die-off is this worldwide phenomenon. Why is it important for coral to be a part of the reef off of the Keys?
The reefs are important for a lot of reasons. Here in the Florida Keys, tourism is the largest economic driver. And people come here because they want to get in our beautiful turquoise water and they want to see our colorful, vibrant, alive reefs. They also provide tremendous fisheries. That's the second largest economic activity here in the Florida Keys. That's very important. But then also, these reefs provide coastal protection. So they are out there bringing those waves down as they come in from offshore and really helping us. Because down here in the Keys, these islands are very low-lying. We don't, you know, have a lot of room to climb up and get away from wave action. And so our reefs are helping to protect our coastline. So they provide a lot of services to us here in the Keys.
What's killing them?
A lot of things are hard for corals right now. Temperature stress is making it difficult for corals. Water quality is a challenge for corals. And then right now, here in Florida, we are experiencing an unprecedented multi-year coral disease event that is just devastating our reef. So they're suffering from a whole lot of different impacts. And so it's a hard time to be a coral.
You're leading a 15-year, $100 million project to restore the coral. In light of everything that you just said, why do this with pollution and all of these other factors killing them and knowing that all of those factors aren't going away anytime soon?
That's a great question, and that is a question that gets asked a lot. Is it a waste of time to put out more corals when the corals that live there are dying? And the answer is we cannot afford to wait to solve those bigger problems. We need to be doing both. We need to be addressing climate change. We need to be making our water quality better. But we cannot wait until we solve those problems to also help the resilient and resistant corals that still exist to continue to survive out there. We need more of those genotypes, that genetic material on our reef. We cannot wait. We just cannot wait. The system is too important.
One last question I want to ask you about. I mean, barrier reefs are rare in the U.S. Can you expound upon that in the context of the global issue that we're seeing around coral die-off?
The Florida Reef Tract is the only barrier reef system that we have in the United States. The only one. It's, in my view, on par with the Grand Canyon, with Yosemite, in terms of it being a national treasure. And they are in trouble, and we need people to know about it so they can help us make sure that we get all of these problems addressed that we're tackling. So I think that's why this is really important, because we don't have another shot at this.
Sarah Fangman is superintendent of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. Thank you so much for this conversation, Sarah.
My pleasure. Thank you.